shoes, Gordon. I sell women's shoes.
And the Stallion.
Stallion, baby!
I am not what you would call a handsome man.
I'll kick you in the nuts and you'll smile at me and like it.
All night!
Hey Joe, you know that part in the opening where they played the CM Punk quote where he said, "You will smile, I will smile." No? Hold on. "I will kick you in the nuts and you will smile at me and like it."
I remember it.
That's how I feel watching the draft. For the last 2 hours and 23 minutes, they have repeatedly kicked me in the nuts and here I am smiling and like it. I'm actually, my nuts hurt so bad I fumbled the opening. That's how bad. I feel like Renee Young out here.
No. Well, you're not wrong
about
Renee Young.
That's no, I'm not wrong about anything. We're watching the draft just wrapped up. We are watching the, it looks to me like it's called Draft Center Live on the WWE Network.
Yeah, they're doing another 30 draft picks after the ones that took place on SmackDown Live tonight. So
the supplemental draft picks, yeah.
Such luminaries as the Ascension and Darren Young and Jack Swagger and other individuals.
Let's not,
Golden Truth.
Let's not lump Jack Swagger into the rest of them.
Into the luminaries?
Right. Yeah, let's lump Lita's boobs, though, huh? That's something.
Talk to me, pal.
Is this a...
Let's go.
You've been sitting next to me for the last 3 hours. You obviously know how I feel about this situation.
I do.
But the people don't.
But our 25 to 35 listeners do not know how you feel.
Well, you're so about to. Chance and Hunter do. Chance and Hunter do.
I think that now's the time for you to get it off your chest. Start talking about, I guess, what you liked or didn't like or thoughts on the picks. Let's just, freeform it. Freestyle, man.
M. Night Shyamalan's The Village. Nintendo GameCube. And the WWE Draft 2016 all get lumped into a box of shit that I would like to call...
I don't have a beep.
The three biggest disappointments of my life.
Of your life?
Of my life. That's how strongly you feel
about this draft so far. And it's not even over yet.
No, it's not
You're
even
so,
over
so, okay, all right.
Golden Truth, Titus Page, Darren Young with Bob Backlund, Sin Cara, Jack Swagger. We're up to pick 25, right?
For Raw, the 25th pick. So the rules, anybody who watched obviously saw the rules. So for every two picks that SmackDown got, Raw got three because they have a three-hour show. And they end up with the first pick. So it would be Raw, SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown, Raw. That's how they would do it in segments of five picks at a time, and then they did that, I forget exactly how many times, maybe five times or so. I have to go back and look. About five times probably during the course of the show.
I'd rather dry hump broken glass and listen to Stephanie McMahon talk ever again.
See, now you're coming around to my side. I think
she's atrocious. She's got a what a...
I'm glad we're on the same page.
We are seriously on the same page, and I was really a big proponent of Stephanie McMahon, the person. And like all the good stuff she does, and I'm sure deep down she might be a good person, but
she's not, Mike. She's not a good person.
No, I'm sure people probably thought, no, never mind. I don't even know what I could say anymore. Because every time I say something on this show, like something tragic and terrible happens, so I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut.
I'm with you there. I understand.
We have, just so you guys know, there's been a lot of tragedies going on lately in the world, and when Joe and I taped this show, that hadn't happened yet. And then, post the next day and things happen, so we never want to make light of that.
That's for sure.
But I also want to make light of the Usos and how much I don't give a shit about them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
I am fuming right now. It's been...
Well, let me ask you this, then. So, obviously, you had
Major League Lacrosse. WNBA. Children's badminton. And bocce ball.
I like bocce ball.
I'm just listing things I'd rather watch in this.
Bocce ball can be fun.
Bocce ball can be fun.
Yeah,
it's a nice
backyard game for people.
I'm gonna pull up the. Man, I gotta watch my tongue here. I gotta watch my tongue.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So the first two picks were Rollins to Raw and Ambrose to SmackDown. Did you have any issue with those two guys being the first two picks in the draft?
Nope.
I was okay with it myself. They were in, obviously Ambrose is the champ, and he was facing Rollins tonight in a rematch from Raw last night. So I had no issues with those two guys going first. Even the next couple of picks, which I think were, who did Raw take? Oh, they took Charlotte. Nah, it's probably a little early for Charlotte. And SmackDown took AJ Styles. So the first few picks I thought were okay in terms of getting the big names out of the way. Reigns went to Raw. Cena went to SmackDown. Lesnar went to Raw. Orton went to SmackDown. So they're kind of going back and forth. Raw took New Day as tag team champions, and they're kind of going back and forth. So I think it started okay there. But at what point, or I guess which pick or set of picks kind of got you going in the direction of not really feeling good about how the draft was unfolding?
Dave Meltzer looks like he shops at Marshall's.
I hear they have good discounts there. On Moomoo's.
Yeah, it looks like he buys his necklaces from kiosks at the Smith Haven Mall. I think what really did it for me was taking of AJ Styles and then not taking of the club and Enzo until, I don't even know, how many picks later?
It was a lot of rounds later. I'll say that was one of the ones. So there were two things that set me off, I guess, or made me feel a little bit
confused. Say set you off. Get angry.
I was kind of confused. So the one thing was, I don't understand splitting up the club as far as the booking is concerned.
The reason people care about John Cena. The hottest act in the business right now.
Right. And I know you pointed it out when it happened. So Styles is on SmackDown, and Anderson Gallows got drafted to Raw. And I know you pointed out that Finn Balor was drafted to Raw as well. And there's a natural connection there between those guys. But Styles and Anderson Gallows have been doing so well together, and seemed like they were really kind of, I mean, obviously they have a history from being in Japan for a long time together. They have, you know, good chemistry, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And now they're going to split them up after them only being together for like 2 or 3 months at the most.
Right.
So that
they had that whole thing where they teased a breakup, and then all of a sudden they came out, and you know they were and
right, exactly. So
it
they
started off kind of weak a little bit, I think the club would, but they've been rolling now. They're hilarious. They've been having good matches together, and
they have good heat. So I'm not happy about that at all. I'm confused.
Are you sorry to cut you off? Are you as worried as I am about AJ Styles' ability to maintain his spot? Not part of the club.
Not as much as I was maybe when he first came in.
Sure.
I think he's done a really good job with his promos. Like when he first started, they weren't letting him talk at all. So I think he's done a nice job on promos lately. So I think he'll be able to carry his own, especially if they give him the championship on SmackDown, which, I mean, realistically, he should get every opportunity to do that on SmackDown.
As we're watching this, we see a primetime players reunion right now. Just so you know, be prepared, Joe. Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
So the other thing,
Bob Backlund.
The other thing, I guess, as far as the picks go. So, Raw took Charlotte with the second overall pick.
Yep.
And then a few picks later, took Sasha Banks. And then I think it was the sixth pick overall for SmackDown. So it was probably round three because they were doing two picks per round. They took Becky Lynch. In the sixth, for their sixth pick.
Yeah.
Now, I like Becky Lynch.
So do
as
I.
As much as the next guy. Good wrestler. Very attractive young lady. Big fan.
Not a bad promo. Sells a lot of merch. Yeah.
Pretty high up for you to be taking Becky Lynch when at that point, people like Kevin Owens and Cesaro, Enzo and Cass, Anderson and Gallows, probably some others that I'm forgetting.
Rusev,
Miz, right? All these people had not been chosen at that point. And then if you're going to take a female wrestler and Charlotte and Sasha have already gone, why not take, I don't know, Bayley or even Nia Jax, who got drafted later on by Raw? So I don't, that was really confusing to me. It kind of seemed to go off the rails a bit for me at that point.
I think it's a great point. I think that's when it really, after that, I mean, you had Kevin Owens go like, way, I love
several picks later.
You're not going to find a bigger Sami Zayn fan than I am. But to me, I don't think you take him before you take Kevin Owens. I don't think that makes sense.
No, and if you do, I would. You think you take him back to back?
Yes.
And they didn't do that? And then we thought for sure that since they had been building up their match this Sunday at Battleground as the final encounter between the two, that they would wind up on separate shows. And at the end of the day, they wind up on the same show. They're both on Raw. So not that it's not a terrible thing, but yeah, but yeah, exactly. They've been building it up where you think that's what's going to happen, and now they're on the same show.
Another big issue I have is you take Bray Wyatt solo. You're really just working now on building up the Wyatts back together. After them not being on TV for a while, you had the match at the compound, and then you take Bray Wyatt. I think he was fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you took Bray Wyatt fifth on SmackDown, and then you don't bring up Harper, Rowan, or Strowman.
Right.
It's
so it kind of fell off the rails right around that point to me. And the only other thing that bothered me a little bit about it was so when it started, right, and we were sitting here watching it from live from the start of the show, we were immediately confused as to what was happening. There was kind of it went pretty quickly.
We don't get confused. There's a lot of things I know nothing about. I'm honest with you. There's so many things I don't understand, but professional wrestling, I like to believe, is one of the things that I'm pretty competent on. I know what's going on. I know what's going to happen. You know, for the most part, I could follow along, but even we couldn't follow along. They just had the announcers did such a terrible job of setting the scene. We didn't even know if there were going to be matches going on, and you also can't assume that every single person is going to watch a 7 to 8 pre-show on the network. You can't do that if your match is on SmackDown. If you're having the show on TV,
right? Yeah, that was basically the way that it was going was, you know, they had Stephanie and Mick on one side, and then Shane and Daniel Bryan on the other, making the picks back and forth. After a pick was announced, they'd play a very short video package of who the wrestler was. They had some highlights from the wrestler, and then the announcers kind of talking over some highlights of what the their career. So that's how it went. But there was no. So one of the things that you would think that they should do is kind of sell or put over the fact of certain guys going to certain shows. Like so, a big glaring example, unless I missed them going crazy about it. John Cena got drafted to SmackDown. He's been on Raw for the last 11 years straight. Yeah, I think there was one draft when they had their first roster split where he was drafted to SmackDown and then immediately got drafted back to Raw at the end of the night when they were doing the whole lottery type draft.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So he never, but he hasn't been on SmackDown. Like, he started on SmackDown in 04 and 05, and then he came over to Raw after that. This is the first time he's gone back to SmackDown. I would have made a huge deal out of that. And maybe they kind of touched on it, but they didn't. Like, I would have been selling the heck out of that as the guy who's like, this is the biggest star that they have, really.
Yeah.
And now he's going to SmackDown Live after being on Raw for over a decade straight. Like, and that's a huge deal.
But the problem is, if they were, I'm sure they were talking about it on the network, right? Because they were doing the network. But you can't assume people are going to watch the network. If you're trying to get viewers on, please do not let this count as one of the NXT picks. It probably does, right?
Yeah, so we're watching. So picks are happening as we're doing this, and
they made a big deal out about there's going to be 6 picks from NXT, right? And
yes.
One pick they just made into Alexa Bliss.
Yep. Alexa Bliss to SmackDown.
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, or did I make that up? No,
somebody else.
Yeah.
It was one of the. I don't know if it was like Billy Kay or one of those people.
Sorry to go off track here, but they probably did do an in-depth talk on it on this whole Draft Center Live thing, but you're not. People are going to subscribe to the network no matter what, but you want viewers to the show, and that's and if people are watching the show, they're tuning in for the. They made a huge deal about this, the SmackDown Live. They didn't even show commercials. They showed matches during the commercials. Tell me why I care about who's getting drafted. Tell me why. I don't want to have to watch split screen. I'm not an analyst. Who's going to have like three laptops up and watching TV. It's not the NFL draft, but
yeah, it was a bit of a weird setup. Like I could see having a pre-show for an hour, and then now doing this afterwards, like with the rest of the picks, and then having some wrestlers come on and talk about where they got drafted. But to have it going on while SmackDown was airing live, I wouldn't want anybody. I mean, USA shouldn't want people tuning into the network while their show's on live. Like you said, people aren't going to have laptops and iPads up for different things. There's really no need for it.
I don't want to say they're overstepping their bounds, but I think they're overselling themselves in this. Oh, That's Sin Cara. And, you know, I'm surprised we actually saw even Sin Cara drafted today, because he got into a fist fight with Simon Gotch, which is pretty interesting. I wonder who won that fight. That's Sin Cara's second fight in the WWE. So, yeah, then there are a couple, like, the guys that went in the first round that I really don't know should have won. And not the first round, the televised portion. You picked
Sheamus and Big Show, most notably. Yeah,
Sheamus and Big Show. Cesaro falling to wherever he fell to was just I can't even think of enough adjectives. Okay, got anything for me?
An atrocity.
Atrocity.
Doing a clean job to Jericho on this show didn't help his cause any.
No. Speaking of things not helping causes, you're trying to sell a grudge match between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, and then you have them both come out, start fighting, and then Kane go over both of them and chokeslam and get the better of them too. You just lost all of the heat you had for that match on Sunday. Man, it's like...
That was tough. I guess the other notable thing, and we can get back to the draft in a second, was just that the main event was a rematch of Ambrose versus Rollins for the WWE title. So last night they did a double pin spot. Ended up being a rule to draw. Ambrose kept the title. So they did a rematch tonight. Ambrose won clean. So Ambrose is still the champion going into the triple threat on Sunday.
This match literally meant nothing. Because even on air, Michael Cole was like, you know, there is no champion's advantage in the triple threat match. Pretty much saying it doesn't matter who wins this match. So I feel like Ambrose is absolutely losing the title this week.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I guess either Rollins or Reigns, because they're both on Raw, one of them is going to be a champion coming out of either Sunday or I would think Monday, right? So one of those guys is going to be the champion on Raw going forward. So either they're going to win on Sunday and take the WWE title with them, or I'm going to imagine that they're going to create their own title.
Yeah.
Because Ambrose, you know, they had everything that they've done tonight, Ambrose was drafted to SmackDown, so everything that they've noted is that he's the champion, he's on SmackDown, so that's where the title is. It goes with him. Titles go with the wrestlers that were drafted. So they didn't mention anything about the champion appearing on both shows. Like that, none of that was set up like it was the first time around back in 02. So
yeah, but you know, when they did it back in 02, they hammered out the rules, and you know exactly what you're getting into beforehand. This is kind of a grab bag. You really don't even know. The other issue that I had that I actually just completely slipped my mind. So now you only have a Divas champion on Raw, right?
Divas, women's champion is on Raw, and tag team championships are on Raw as well.
Right.
And U.S. title is on Raw, and Intercontinental title is on SmackDown.
Right. So what's even the point of drafting the Divas to SmackDown then?
Exactly. So that's one thing. So now the Divas on SmackDown, and even some of the tag teams on SmackDown.
Yeah, the same thing too. I really didn't think they were going to draft the tag team to SmackDown, because they didn't draft the tag team until the seventh round, or I don't even know the number. But, you know, I'm going to, just thinking about it right now, what made me so angry about Stephanie is a lot of what you mentioned, if you're watching this, she's not trying to get her character over. She's trying to make other people look like hell. Like, right. You know, what she's saying to Shane is, like, real-life stuff that kind of teeters the edge of, like, she's trying to make Shane McMahon the person that look like he doesn't know what he's doing. And not, like, Shane the character. I feel like talking about him sweating and stuff like that. And as we're watching this, Braun Strowman just got drafted to Raw. And Bray Wyatt's on SmackDown.
Bray Wyatt is on SmackDown.
Okay, so there goes one of the Wyatt family. And why you select Braun Strowman before you select anybody else of the Wyatt family, I don't know. But it just shows how high Vince McMahon is. So let me guess, the next pick's going to be Rowan to SmackDown?
Probably.
Like, just go break up the Wyatt family.
Oh, no, Breezango, bro.
Breezango, dude. I'm actually okay with Breezango. It's kind of embarrassing. You get picked after the Ascension, though. And Breezango goes to SmackDown Live, okay? So then, are they going to put I don't know. All right, let's continue. Let's just keep going.
Well, I guess to kind of go back to where we... So, the titles. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to split them again. So, that's what happened in 02. So, the tag champs were on Raw. And then Stephanie created... Because she was running SmackDown at that point. She had created her own set of tag titles. They had a tournament. And there were two sets of tag titles for a while.
Yep.
And then back then, Raw had the women's title, and SmackDown had the Cruiserweight Championship. So, Raw has already been announced as having a Cruiserweight division. I don't know what they're going to do as far as a cruiserweight title, if they're just going to have the winner of the Cruiserweight Classic be the champion, or they're going to create their own thing. I don't know how that's all going to go. So they didn't really mention much of that on Raw tonight at all, so I don't know how that's going to shake out.
I assume Neville's going to be the Cruiserweight champion if there's going to be a title, which would be good booking. Don't get me wrong. Neville needs to be the champion. Again, they only have really... We talked about three cruiserweights. Are you kidding me? So, your fifth pick from NXT, was that six?
I don't remember. Finn Balor, American Alpha.
Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss, Eva Marie.
Eva Marie, yeah.
Your fifth pick from NXT is Eva Marie.
I'm assuming that counts as an NXT pick, right?
They showed the NXT, even though she's on the main roster. Oh, wow, they're still... My mind is blown. The travel agency, guys. The Shining Stars are now on Raw.
Bro, come on,
so,
man.
The Raw Tag Team division is looking heinous, right? The Raw Tag Team division is good. The SmackDown one is looking terrible.
Well, they have American Alpha. The Usos. And the Ascension.
And now they have...
And the Vaude Villains, apparently. So, yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to end up having two sets of titles. I don't see how you can have four or five tag teams on each show and only have one set of titles. Unless, the champions aren't going to be able to move back and forth.
Unless they do something where only the big four, the big five pay-per-views, you have, interpromotional matches.
Maybe.
I don't know. Oh,
I don't know. I don't think they know yet. Let's say it this way. If they do know, they haven't said anything about it yet, so we'll find out what happens.
And if they do know, they're not doing a good job of making it look like they know.
Yeah. So it seems like they're at least splitting up the women's roster. They're splitting up the tag teams. The only thing that's really going to be exclusive to each show is
the IC.
IC and US titles, and then Raw is going to have a cruiserweight division. I don't know. So yeah, after that, I guess some of the picks, like we said, kind of went off the rails a little bit. It wasn't a lot of build-up. They kind of rapid-fire went through them. At least I remember watching the 02 draft, there were storylines behind a lot of it, right? Like Flair was the GM of Raw, and he drafted Undertaker, who he was feuding with, and everyone was kind of weirded out by that. And then he drafted the NWO as a unit, I remember, and Vince was drafting Kurt Angle to SmackDown, and stuff was going on that at least people were aligned properly. This didn't really have as much of that intertwined, but that's just kind of how the product is, I think, right now. There's not a lot of continuity and thought put into a lot of the back history of feuds and making these picks.
A lot of things to me, don't make sense. You have Baron Corbin taking the eighth pick, but then you don't have Apollo Crews go until, halfway into... 5 minutes
ago,
Yeah, 5 minutes ago, which would put it at about 10:35, 10:40, and Apollo Crews is a guy that you're pushing. There's no rhyme or reason for the NXT picks. If you're picking from NXT, let's just say that, you're shooting right now, you're picking from NXT, you want to pick the best guys. You want to pick Nakamura, you want to pick Samoa Joe, you want to pick Austin Aries. Who cares about Eva Marie?
Even if you look at the women, right? So if we assume Eva Marie's an NXT pick, they took Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss, and Eva Marie before they took Bayley.
Or even Carmella, who's over
here. Or Asuka, who's the champion. Doesn't really make a lot of sense.
If they would have hammered it out, they said you can't take... let's say that they said, you can't take champions, you can take no more contenders.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't... it just looks shoddily done.
Right,
was no, it would have been... I'm a big fan of communication. I'm a big fan of knowing what I'm getting into, especially being a smart fan, the age of smart fans. If you're just going to pluck from NXT, you need to tell people the reason you're plucking from NXT. You need to tell people why you're not taking guys. Why are you not taking... even I don't even care if it's No Way Jose. Why are you not taking the guys that are that are important in NXT? New champions, number one contenders. I really don't understand.
Yeah, they didn't really probably fully flesh it out as well as they should have. So yeah.
I just need a little more. I just need a little. I guess more of a rule book.
I mean, listen. If it was me, and I know they don't have an individual. Booker at this point, it's really where it's Vince, I guess, and then it's the big team of writers and all this type of stuff. If I was in charge of putting together, a draft where you're splitting the roster and you're kind of trying to figure out, okay, how many people am I taking from NXT? How are we splitting the...
Yeah.
Yeah, why am I taking... what are the champions? Where are they going? Are you having two divisions? Are you not? Like, I would have laid that all out, like, in detail.
Have your committee, have everybody get together and say, listen, let's make this make sense. Let's get the best guys on each show. Let's not shortchange one show. Because right now, SmackDown kind of looks like the, it looks like the Raw from 5 years ago. You know, it looks like you have it's helmed by Randy Orton, John Cena, and AJ Styles. AJ Styles himself, no spring chicken, you know?
Right.
So, oh, no. Finn Balor. Yeah.
Finn Balor's on Raw.
Yeah, Finn Balor's on Raw. Oh, so we counted him, right? When we said
NXT, yeah.
Yeah, we did count Finn Balor. Okay, so. Man, I don't know. I guess Battleground is. It just. Wouldn't have made so much more sense to do it after Battleground?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were talking a little bit earlier. Though, I think it would have made most sense to do it after Battleground or even after SummerSlam, probably.
Yeah.
And then done it in like late August or early September when like the new TV season starts and all that type of stuff.
New TV move SmackDown season, to Tuesday. The WrestleMania starts, yeah, really. Yeah.
You kind of, that's what would have made the most sense. But from all accounts of what I understand, the USA Network was the one that was pushing for them to put SmackDown live and then they do this brand split, was, I guess, maybe Vince's idea or whatever, but.
And if you're going to make any show 3 hours, why not make the SmackDown Live Draft episode 3 hours?
Yeah, I think this would have been the one. I don't know what they show, if they have a need to show something on USA at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays. But
was that show the Queen of the
Mr. Dan? Robot? Oh.
Mr. Robot, yeah, one of those terrible shows. What was that punk line?
Crappy shows on the USA Network. Crappy
show on the USA Network. And I'll be honest with you, this episode flew. Like, that was probably the, you know, we both enjoyed watching it too. I mean, I didn't enjoy watching it. I watched it. You saw me. I was cursing.
In protest, yeah.
Yeah, I was in protest. John Cena, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt. So if you just look at the roster for SmackDown, you better hope Dean Ambrose is your future, because you put a lot. I mean, of course they could change anything they want along the way, but just looking at it right now, they put a lot into Dean Ambrose because they don't have many other, you know, younger names.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, if they're going to keep guys, like if Orton's a face right now, and you're looking at SmackDown's roster, the next opponents for Ambrose, if he's still the champion, are AJ Styles or Bray Wyatt. That's really it, right, as far as top heels are concerned. So maybe it gives those guys an opportunity to go after the title. I mean, AJ just went after the title, so I don't know if it's going to happen again. But he should be the next guy to take the championship on SmackDown, in my opinion. Like, he's earned it.
AJ?
He deserves it. And, you know, he should get it before Cena, and he should get it before Orton, or really
Bray
anybody
Wyatt,
else.
You know, he's another option, but...
Yeah, Styles or Wyatt, it's an opportunity for them. If there's two world titles, those guys should definitely get runs with the title, you know, in the next year or two.
But then your mid-card, Alberto Del Rio, Ziggler, Kane, Kalisto, Ascension, Zack Ryder, Apollo. You don't have a strong mid-card at all. You know, you have... It's going to be tough to keep...
Yeah. Well, Miz is on that show, so... you know, I don't know what kind of run he's going to have with the IC title. He's had it since the day after WrestleMania, so he's having a nice little run with it. I'm going to figure he's going to keep it on Sunday over Darren Young, but we'll see. Darren Young's on Raw now, so it might be a one-off... between those guys.
Yeah.
You know, we'll find out come Sunday. But, yeah, so I guess overall, I guess just thought in terms of, obviously, I know we've kind of gone down the path of what we thought already, but, like, were you disappointed? Was there anything that, you know, I guess overall, were their execution of the draft and how it played out?
I mean, overall, in total, I don't want to be the guy that's the Debbie Downer all the time, because I really did enjoy the Raw, you know. I think last week I enjoyed Raw, and they are doing a lot of good things, but I thought the way they did this draft, I really was disappointed with it. It was sloppy, it was messy, there wasn't a rhyme or reason for anything, and I think, I wonder if it really shows how much they value some of these guys.
You know? That's a fair statement. I mean, it is. You know, some of these guys, you don't know, or you know, they... Yeah, like you said, like Apollo Crews is probably a perfect example, like you gave before.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guy that they were trying to push at one point, and then he gets just kind of thrown into the mix of like the 20-something pick on whatever show. Like, he's just kind of there. Like, he's a guy that, like, they televised the draft pick for Big Show and Sheamus. Like, I don't understand the need for that. Like, Big Show has wrestled one match, as far as I can tell,
and
since
that was
WrestleMania.
On
the July 4th
the July
episode.
4th, yeah.
So, why? Like, I don't understand. Like, there's no.
Because he's still probably making $400 million, something ridiculous.
I guess. It just.
But you can't think that that's really going to matter. And now, more draft picks. We're going to. Alicia Fox, who I honestly did not know was still employed, she's going to Raw.
Great.
Let's have them surprise me with an NXT pick, because these are the last picks, right?
I guess they should be winding up soon as we approach 11 o'clock. I would think that they should be wrapping up their picks soon. There's supposed to be 30 picks overall. So.
And Rowan goes to SmackDown, so... All right, so you have Rowan and Bray Wyatt together.
I guess. I feel like Eric Rowan's going to be on Main Event or Superstars or whatever, whichever show goes with which brand.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I forgot Bray did, you know, let them go at one point.
Yeah, he let them go. Everybody flopped, and then he brought them back.
Yeah. So does that mean Harper is going to go to Raw right now?
Well, Harper's not eligible, from what I understand, because and the injured wrestlers are not part of this. So, like, Luke Harper...
Well, that's weird. Orton came back.
Well, Orton, I guess, is, you know, he's active, I guess, right now. So, yep. But like him, like Nikki Bella, I think, is another one that's injured. She's not eligible.
That makes sense.
People Dana, like that.
Dana Brooke went to Raw. I mean, that couldn't begin to care any less. Who does the WWE value less than Dana Brooke? Let's find out. I'm literally on the edge of my seat right now.
Oh, see who goes to SmackDown next?
Yeah. Like, whoever goes to SmackDown, I don't want to say you're bottom of the barrel, but... Oh, my God. And the next pick is Mojo Rawley. And there's Eric Rowan's main event opponent. That is terrible.
Hype Bros, dude. They're keeping continuity with him and Ryder on the same show.
Oh, Ryder to go to SmackDown?
Yeah, Ryder on SmackDown.
Perfect. So why not just take him as a tag team?
I don't know how that... I mean, I guess maybe they weren't grouped together as a team, just based off the roster. Like, on the main roster, they're not a team. So yeah. I guess maybe just Ryder's floating back and forth between... main roster in NXT, but yeah, I don't know. So they're just kind of getting down to like now that the bottom of it, like you said, the Frank Goodman picks at the moment.
Yeah, I think Shark Boy's next.
So I don't know. Yeah, I would say that I was. The draft is always fun. It was highly anticipated.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It was neat to see like where guys go. The bigger thing is going to be where the shows go from here in terms of are they pushing the right guys or is it the same old story.
What?
But it's overall was disappointing. For me, just the way that some of the stuff was executed, they didn't make as big a deal as some of the picks as I would have liked them to.
Yep.
I don't know. Like we said, we'll see what happens when they go forward. I don't have a lot of faith in their ability to create, you know, good feuds and stories for me.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff I'm hopeful about, like I'm really hopeful that AJ Styles gets an opportunity on SmackDown to win a championship. I'm hopeful that Finn Balor gets to kind of go right to the main event on Raw. I'm going to figure, again, in the next, like, 6 to 12 months, they're going to call up more people from NXT, like your Samoa Joe, your Bayley, your Nakamura, people of that nature will come up as well, and hopefully find their way and, nose out some of these other guys that have been around too long, like Sheamus and Big Show and Kane, and these guys shouldn't even be appearing on TV.
Yeah, I agree with you. My excitement and my what in the middle of Joe speaking was the fact that they drafted Carmella as the last, that was the last draft pick in the supplemental draft here, which now, I mean, you have Asuka and you have Bayley, and you really don't have any other. Who else is left in NXT?
Well, then they're just gonna have to start building up some of the other women.
Yeah, you have Blue Pants, and you have the Australian girl.
I think Billie Kay is one. They have some of the girls have been doing one shots, right? Like Tessa Blanchard's done a couple of shots, and Deonna Purrazzo, like people like that. I don't know if they're going to end up signing them and keeping them on, or what they're going to do. So, I guess that's NXT's job, right? That's what they're supposed to do. Is they're supposed to get either young talent or talent from the indies and bring them in there and build them up and give them characters and everything like that and get them exposure and then.
So why didn't they draft Rhino then?
I guess nobody wanted Rhino. I don't know.
I would have taken Rhino before I took Mojo Rawley.
I would have too. Yeah, certainly.
Summer Rae went 26, and people went after Summer Rae. Focus on that. That's what's wrong.
Poor Curtis Axel, bro.
Yeah, Curtis Axel went after Dana Brooke and after Alicia Fox, and Heath Slater didn't get drafted. He took 16 stitches to the face, and poor guy can't even get a draft. Yeah. And Brock Lesnar. We didn't even talk about that at all.
Well, we had a Thursday show coming up. This is a special edition.
It's a draft recap.
Special holiday edition.
Yep.
Of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast.
Mr. Chemistry said himself. We could talk about that on Thursday.
John Jones.
Pretty similar. One and the same.
So Thursday we're going to do we'll do some little more follow up on this. Some of the Brock Lesnar's got some obviously in the news with the failed drug tests for his UFC fight.
Yep.
And Battleground is this Sunday, so we're going to do our preview show, yep, preview and predictions Thursday night, and we'll have that up for
everybody. We could also touch on NXT in the second round of the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yes, the Cruiserweight Classic and NXT will be tomorrow night, so there'll be that, and then Impact moved to Thursdays as well. So that'll be happening Thursday night. Yes.
Man, there's just so much wrestling to. We're gonna have to start doing
four straight nights, bro.
5 days a week, I think.
That's fine. If anybody out there wants to pay for us, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, if you could, I mean, if anybody wants to sponsor us, we could do that. We could always use a sponsor. I'm keeping our eyes and ears open.
I'll take anything at this point. I have no, you know, I'll do whatever I need to do. I have no preferences. I don't care. I really will. I'll take anybody who wants to sponsor me. Purina Dog Chow, that's still a thing.
We could ask the big guy behind us. You guys, I don't. If you've heard any growling throughout the episode, that was Hunter. Just
it was my stomach. Oh no, yeah, it was your dog.
Are you saying the Naturals chicken wasn't enough to hold you?
It
over?
Was phenomenal.
Like 5 pieces on the table for you.
I'm taking some cutlets home.
Taking a couple of cutlets, a couple of yam bags. But you know, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us. And it was a quick edition this week of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast SmackDown Live Draft Special. He is the Stallion. I'm the Enforcer. And this week we're tapping out.